let me test your commitment to liberty, because Ooh. Haughty by nature is not afraid to go there.
Okay.
So you are...
He said taxation is theft once, right? So that's a good play so, to throw the red meat out.
Check.
There's no greater champion in the Twin Cities, the state, probably the upper Midwest, that the adult beverage industry has than Jeffrey O'Brien. So I get that, man, and you're legit for that very
mm-hmm.
reason.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another industry that's growing at geometric rate, and that it's the recreational marijuana mm-hmm. movement.
I was going to go there.
Do you... as a representative or a friend of the liquor movement, do you fear that? Would you see that as competition or as just a broadening of all liberty?
No. In fact, my work in this industry has actually changed my position on that issue too. I think that if you remember this little history lesson, and we're talking, you know, about some of the, we're talking later about the tax stuff, you know, for a long time, our federal government was funded through the excise tax on alcohol. Hmm. At the same time, we got the two-rail shot with prohibition is when they put the income tax in place. That was the substitute to fund the government because they were no longer going to be able to get money from the liquor manufacturers. So if you look at what we went through with alcohol and prohibition, I think there's a strong case to be made to just legalize marijuana and put an excise tax on it. Mm-hmm. And leave it at that. I think that we don't even be talking about 25% to 30% income tax rates. We can talk about, you know, 5%, 10%, 15%, or getting rid of the damn thing.
Well, the three guys mm-hmm. over here are going to be against any tax, but we totally get
that's progress.
I'm just saying there is legal precedent for how you would bring it in, legalize it, and
sure.
and
to that point, what are the differences then between the repealing the prohibitions on alcohol over the last how many decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the repealing the current prohibition on marijuana. What are the differences in those two industries? Or is there anything different besides the cultural aspect and acceptance?
I think that, you know, a lot of what liquor regulation started out as it was public safety issues. It has mutated into naked self-interest. You know, I'll be on the phone with the folks from the alcohol and gambling enforcement division, and they'll say, this issue we're dealing with here, this isn't a public safety issue. Okay, but you got a retailer over here whose ox is going to get gored, or a wholesaler, and that's why the law is the way the law is. I think that public safety argument is probably the one that's, you know, there still has to be overcome when it comes to recreational marijuana. I think the difference is you don't have it's another similarity. You know, you hear some of when you get to medical marijuana and some of the stories of some of the folks have been able to you know, alleviate either pain or suffering or have other medical issues, you know, cured through it. You've got this special interest group out there being big pharmaceutical. You know, they're the wholesalers and the retailers in this fight, and they don't want any alternatives because they make a lot of money the way the system is now.
That's scary. I'm scared about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.